Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the New Testament. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8.
Verse 22.
Romans 8:22. Have you found a place? Allow me to read it for you.
一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今不但如此就是我们这有灵出结果子的就是我们这有圣灵出结果子的也是自己心里叹息我们的心里也有叹息 等候得着儿子的名分乃是我们身体的得赎二十四节我们得救是在乎盼望这是所见的盼望不是盼望谁还盼望他所见的呢但我们若盼望那所不见的就必忍耐等候
Now, let's again turn to 1 Peter, chapter 1. The first epistle of Peter, chapter 1.
我们看第三节,
verse
3. 愿颂赞 归于我们主耶稣基督的父神他曾照着自己的大怜悯使主耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有了一个活泼的盼望 living hope,
a living hope
叫我们有一个活泼的盼望 什么盼望呢? 可以得着 不能朽坏 不能玷污,不能衰残,为你们存留在天上的那个基业,就是产业。
Verse 4, this living hope is the inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人,必能得着所预备,这个预备就是我们为我们存在天上的那个基业。
And this, God has prepared this something reserved in heaven. What is this? This is inheritance kept in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation.
到末世要显现的救恩因此你们是大有喜乐但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁 叫你们的信心既必试炼就必活试炼能坏的精子 还要先宝贵
Verses 6 and 7
可以在基督耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞荣耀珍贵你们虽然没有见过他却是爱他
Verse 8
如今虽不得看见却因信他就有说不出满有荣光的大喜乐什么是我们满有荣光的大喜乐呢底下给我们讲了第九节
What is the joy inexpressible and full of glory which is explained in verse 9?
就是我们能得着你们信心的果效就是魂的救恩我想这句话应该用英文给我们念一下我们更能清楚
Let's read verse 9 in English to make it clear. Verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
所以这里讲 you are receiving 这是进行时不断的能够得着是有一个过程的
Receiving is present progressing, it's an action something in progress that you will receive in the end.
Receiving 能够得到什么呢? 就是goal, the goal.
What is it that you will receive? That is the end, the goal.
The goal of our faith.
The goal of our faith.
我们信心是有一个目的的。
There's one goal to our faith.
信心不但叫我们因信称义。
Faith not only would have us justified by faith.
这个信心还要叫我们能够成义。
It will also enable us to be sanctified.
并且这个信心还要叫我们得到荣耀。
And it will enable us to receive the glory.
所以我们看见这个信心是渐渐的从信以至于到信。
So we see this faith is progressively going from faith to faith.
这个信要叫我们得到一个最终的目的，神拯救我们救赎的最终的目的。
This faith will enable us to reach the final goal of the final goal of the salvation.
那就是因信得到那个荣耀。
That is by faith you will be glorified.
这是我们的一个 goal.
And this is our goal.
我们能够达到这个 goal 就是我们的魂。
The ultimate goal would be the salvation of our soul.
这魂的救恩就是叫我们能够成义，叫我们成圣，叫我们能够得荣耀。
The salvation of our soul is for us to be justified, to be sanctified, and to be glorified.
所以成义不过是一个开始，一个起头。
Therefore, justification is simply the beginning.
不过是一个环，所有的环中间的一个环。
It's just one part of the whole sect.
不是包含着。 这个神的救恩救赎计划的全部
It does not include the whole of God's salvation
好我想我们再来看第二章
Now let's read chapter 2
我们请你念好了我们念二十节
We read verse 20
二十节到第二十二节
Verses 20-22 For what credit is it, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently, but when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example, that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Your head bowed, please let's have a word prayer.
父啊，我们只有一个祈求，求你凭着你的慈爱和公义。
Father, we only have one request that by your loving kindness and righteousness.
求你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
求你施恩给我们。
Be gracious to us.
求你用灵来光照我们。
Enlighten us with your countenance.
来到你仆人众儿女的中间
Come in the midst of all your servants
主我们只有一个祷告
Lord we only have one prayer
今天我们在这里聚集 我们愿意看见你的荣耀
Today as we are gathered here we want to see your glory
就像摩西所祈求的 我们要见到耶和华的荣耀
Just as Moses prayed that we want to see the glory of the Lord
主求你今天早晨就在这里向我们显现
Oh Lord reveal yourself to us this morning
让你的荣耀能够显在我们的中间
So that your glory will be made manifest in our midst
让我们灵里面的眼睛 我们都能够看见
So that all our spiritual eyes could See, so that we can come to praise our God. We come to praise our Most High's name. With this heart of reverence and godly fear, we will be here to serve, to worship you. We know the Lord is in his temple, that all the flesh be quiet. So all your children will take heed to hear your voice. Then we can eat good food and enjoy the fat, and we will have the peace in our hearts. Be merciful to your own servant
需要你的恩典,
who needs your grace
需要你的能力,
who needs your power
需要你的权柄,
and who needs your dominion
主你能够约束他的心,
Lord restrain his heart
约束他自己的心思和意念,
restrain his heart and mind
没有自己的话,
so there will be no his own word
都是被你圣灵所感动出来的话,
but every word is touched and moved by your Holy Spirit
每一句话, 主能够带着能力, 带着权柄,
every word will come forth with power, with strength.
每句话都带着光。
Every word comes with light.
主，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait on you.
给我们一个智慧和启示的灵。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照亮我们心里的眼睛。
Enlighten our spiritual eyes.
让我们真知道你。
So that we will know you.
我们看见我们恩召有何等大的指望。
So that we will know what is the hope of our calling.
主啊，你的圣灵已经把生命和敬虔的事都已经给了我们。
Because your divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
主啊，都因着我们，因着你的荣耀和美德所呼召的人。
All of us who are called by your glory and virtue.
你又给我们极大又宝贝的应许，叫我们脱离世俗情欲来的败坏，我们能够与神的性情能够有份。
You have given us this great and precious promises that by which we can be saved through having escaped from the corruption that is in the world through lust.
父啊，愿你借着圣灵来启示我们。
So that we could have the be partakers of your divine nature, O Lord, enlighten us through your Holy Spirit.
让我们能够看见你极大又宝贝的应许是什么。
So that we could see what are the great and precious
promises. 主啊，我们如今等候什么？
What is that we're waiting for, Lord?
主啊，我们的盼望都在乎你。
All our hope is in you.
我们在这里一起等候你。
Here we wait upon you together.
你的血都遮盖。
Your blood would cover all of us. Cover your servant.
主啊，不让他的软弱，主啊，叫你受到亏损。
So that his weakness will not make you suffer.
你复活的大能能够胜过他一切的软弱。
Your risen life, the power would overcome all his weaknesses.
主，我们再次向你呼求，向我们仰脸。
Lord, once again we call upon you, lift up your countenance toward us.
让我们在光中，我们能够看见光。
So that in your light we could see light.
让我们下垂的手，发垂的腿，每一次来到你的跟前，我们重新能够挺直起来。
So that our hands that hang down and our feeble feet, knees, every time because we come before you, will be strengthened again.
感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
我们看见你的宝座。
We've seen your throne.
看见你的荣耀。
We've seen your glory.
看见你在我们身上的作为。
We've seen your deeds you've done in us.
我们高兴，我们欢喜。
Therefore, we rejoice and we're glad.
主啊，唯有耶和华是圣的。
Oh Lord, only the Lord Jehovah is holy.
除你以外，没有能够与你相比的。
Apart from you, there is none who could be your equal.
也没有磐石像你。
There is no rock like you.
所以我们等候仰望你。
Therefore, we wait for you, we lift up our hearts to you.
恩待翻译的姊妹。
Oh, be gracious to the sister who translates.
恩待在我们中间的这些年轻人。
Be gracious to all the young people among us.
愿你这些话让他们能够听得懂。
So that all your words could be understood.
主啊，你仆人所讲的话和翻译的同被一个灵感动。
So that the servant who speaks for you and the sister who translates for you will be moved by one spirit.
愿你在教会中，并在主耶稣基督里能够得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
To you be all the glory in the churches through Jesus Christ from now on forever and ever.
我们这样祷告，是因耶稣宝贝的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，这次同弟兄姊妹交通的题目啊，就是又宝贝又极大的应许。
Now the topic I would like to share with you this morning is the great and precious promises.
这个极大的那个应许，这个极大在希腊文很难翻这个字。
Now the exceedingly great and precious, this exceeding is very hard to be translated in its original.
我想按照原文来翻译的话，应该是一个最大的，最大的。
In its original, it simply means the greatest.
是最大的应许。
The greatest promise.
又宝贝又极，又宝贝又最大的那个应许。
The exceedingly great and precious promises.
啊，我们知道圣经里面有很多很多很多数不清的应许。
We know in the Bible there are numerous countless promises.
有人统计过，他说这个新旧约的所有的应许加起来可以上万个应许。
Some people have done this research and they say all the promises in Old Testament and New Testament amount up to over 10,000.
很多很多的应许，有些应许是针对地上的选民，就是犹太人、以色列人的。
Among all these promises, some of them are directed toward the elect, the Jews.
有些应许是针对我们属天的子民教会的。
And others are directed toward the heavenly citizens, we as church.
有些应许是给我们今生的。
Some promises are given for the present life.
有些应许给我们来生的。
Others are for the age to come.
有些应许是给我们永世里面的。
Some promises refer to those in the eternity.
有些应许是现在的，今世的。
Some promises are for the present age.
有些应许是物质的，是物质的。
Some promises are about materials.
是地上的。
Earthly things.
有些应许是属天的，是属灵的。
Others are spiritual heavenlies.
有些应许这个是有条件的，有些应许是没有条件的。
Some promises are conditional, others are not.
有些应许是普通的，一般的。
Some promises are general.
甚至于对着不信的人里面也有应许。
Even being made to those non-believers.
那就是 common grace, 那是普通的恩典。
That is called a common grace.
他们都有份的。
Everyone has a part in it.
但是有些应许是宝贝的，是有大的应许。
Now some promises are great, precious and exceedingly great.
还有些应许呢，是最大的，有宝贝的应许。
And there are certain promises. They are the greatest, the most precious ones.
是非常特殊的应许。
They are very special, very peculiar.
我想彼得前后书，我们最少可以看见有三个，这个又大，这个又宝贝又极大的应许。
And in 1st and 2nd Peter, we could find out three of these, the exceedingly great and precious promises.
假如我们归拢起来，其实三个就是两个应许。
But if we sum them up, actually, they're boiled down to only two.
我们知道彼得前后书，他很看重那个主的再来。
Now we know in 1st and 2nd Peter, the author emphasized very much on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣第二次的再来，他国度的降临。
When the Lord comes the second time, when his kingdom arrives.
我想这是一个极大又宝贝的应许。
And I believe this is one, the exceedingly great and precious.
今天神儿女在这里等候什么？
What is all the God's children are waiting for?
今天神儿女在这个世界盼望的是什么？
What is the hope that all the children of God are?
我想我们所等候的就是这个宝贝应许得到实现，就是主耶稣第二次的再来，国度的降临。
And we are hoping for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ when his kingdom would arrive, and this is the exceedingly great and precious promise.
我们所盼望的就是这个。
And this is the hope that we have.
所以彼得说，你们要专心盼望主耶稣显。
Therefore, Peter says, rest your hope upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rest your hope on this.
这个，我想第二个宝贝有极大的应许，那就是我们刚刚念的彼得前书的第一章。
And the second, the exceeding great and precious promise is the verse we just read in the chapter 1 of 2 Peter.
他说：“按照神的大怜悯，是做耶稣基督重生了你们，是做耶稣基督从死里复活重生了你们。”
That's in 1 Peter chapter 1, that he has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
是因着神的大的怜悯。
And this is because of God's great abundance.
叫我们可以得到什么？得到哪一个不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污的，为我们留在天上的哪一个？
So that we could receive that inheritance incorruptible, is not defiled, that does not fade away, reserved for us in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们极大又宝贝的应许。
Brother and sister, this is our exceedingly great and precious promise.
但是我们什么时候能够得到这个产业呢？
But when can we receive this inheritance?
还是等着主耶稣的再来的时候。
Still until the Lord Jesus comes the second time.
就是我们身体得赎的时候。
That's the time when our body is redeemed.
若是我们身体没有得赎，主没有再来，我们还没有，还不能得到这个不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污的那个产业。
If our body is not redeemed and the Lord Jesus hasn't come again, then we still cannot receive this incorruptible, that's not defiled, and the very inheritance that does not fade away.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个产业是指做什么讲的。
And brothers and sisters, do we know what this inheritance refers to?
我们知道这封书信前书是特别写给犹太人的。
We know that 1 Peter is especially addressed to Jews.
是那一些书被迫分散在各地的那一些犹太信徒。
Those Jews who have been persecuted and have been scattered abroad.
我想一讲到产业，他们就会想到神允许亚伯拉罕的那一个产业。
Whenever they heard of this inheritance, right away they thought of the inheritance that God had promised to Abraham. And this inheritance is the land of Canaan.
牛奶框框鱼蜜之地,
the very spacious, great, the land flowing with milk and honey. And this is the very land that God had promised to Abraham and his descendants. Of course, this inheritance is earthly. And this inheritance is corruptible, could be defiled,
但是,
and would fade away.
但是这个产业是预表着我们天上的那个产业。
However, this inheritance typifies heavenly inheritance.
这个产业就是我们的主自己。
And this inheritance is our Lord Himself. All the abundance in our Lord Jesus Christ.
有一天我们身体得说的时候，我们能够完完全全地享受到。
One day when our bodies are redeemed, we will completely enjoy all the riches of our Lord Jesus Christ. Completely we will experience His riches. Completely and wholly we will receive His fullness. But this has to wait until our Lord comes again. And we know in all those days, whether it is Greek Jews or Roman laws,
就是他们的孩子必须要长大，成熟，成人了，他们才能够成为后裔，合法的后裔，能够承受父亲所有的产业。
Only when a child grows up, and then this child will become a lawful heir of all the possessions of his father.
他们必须要被宣布为法定的后裔。
Well, that the child has to be declared as a lawful heir.
就是他们已经成熟了，已经长大了，已经成人了，然后他们就按照法定的法律的规定，他们才能够承受这个产业。
That is when the child is grown up, is mature, that according to the laws, that they can be declared as an heir.
假如他们还没有长大，还没有成熟，虽然他们是儿子，是后裔，但是他们还没有资格来承受。
If they are not grown up, they're not mature, even though they are sons, they're not qualified to inherit the possession.
所以我们这里看见，我们要得着这个产业，那就是主耶稣在末世显现的时候，这个末世之作，主耶稣基督第二次的再来。
So we see that for us to inherit all inheritance is at the very end time when the Lord appears the second time.
我们不但要得着主耶稣的自己,
Not only do we receive the Lord Himself, but we will inherit all things.
所以罗马书第八章说，神既然不爱惜自己的儿子为我们舍了，岂不把万有和他一同的白白的赐给我们吗？
Therefore, in Romans 8, it says that if the Lord does not spare His own Son, how much more would He not deliver all things together with His Son freely to us all?
这不但要把他的儿子赐给我们，也要把他所有的万有，将来的世界、新天新地，藉着主耶稣基督都要赐给我们。
Not only God gave us His only Son, but also all things through the new heavens and new heaven. And then the new earth, all things will be given to us. And I believe all of these are included in this very inheritance, which is incorruptible, that is not fade away, it's not defiled. Brother and sister, do you recall in Psalm 2, there is one verse.
我们的父神就是耶和华神说，你求我，我就把列国给你当作产业，把地界当作田产。
Our Father says, if you ask me, I will give you all nations as your inheritance and all the ends of the earth as your fields. I will give you all the nations. All the nations in the world will become the nations of my Christ and my Lord.
你要做王,
and you will reign forever and ever. I will give the ends of the earth as your inheritance. So all things belong to you.
感谢神不但是归给他的独生儿子,
God be thanked that this not only belongs to Christ Jesus, his son, but also belongs to all of us who have the adoption as sons in him.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘掉。
Brother and sister, let us not forget.
我们有一天要与基督一同掌权。
One day we will reign together with Christ.
我们要与基督一同的作王。
We will reign together with him as king.
不但是作王一千年，还要在永世里面。
Not only we will reign 1,000 years in his millennium kingdom, but also in eternity we will reign.
新天新地，我们要来治理，来管理。
We will rule and control this new heaven and new earth.
在千年国度，我们要治理，基督一同治理那个立国。
In the millennium kingdom, we will rule together with the Christ the thousands of nations.
弟兄姊妹，这个成就就是在主耶稣来的时候。
Brother and sister, all this will be brought to come.
我们虽然已经有作王的生命在我们的里面，
although we have this life as king within us,
但是今生我们还不能作王。
But in this present life,
今生我们还不能掌权。
We cannot reign yet.
我们今生还不能治理万有。
In this present life, we cannot rule over all things.
需要等到主再来的时候。
Only when the Lord returns the second time.
我们今生在这里做什么？
Then what are we doing in this present life?
我们在操练，在操练。
We are exercising.
操练怎么作王？
To become king.
怎么操练？怎么与基督一同？掌权来治理这个万有。
How do we practice to be kings to reign with Christ all things?
我们这个王的生命要让它显明出来。
This kingly life has to be made manifest.
这个王的生命就像金子一样的。
This kingly life should be like the gold.
但是我们金子还有很多的残渣，还有很多的杂质，还有很多的泥巴需要清除。
But even with the gold, there is much dross and there is much mud that needs to be put away.
我们才能与基督一同作王，进到他的国度里面。
Only so we can reign together with him and enter into his kingdom.
我想就像大卫一样。
And I suppose this is just like David.
我们像大卫已经被高为以色列的王。
David has already been anointed as a king.
但是他没有坐上宝座。
Of Israel, but he has never ascended to the throne yet.
我想他最少经过14年的时间。
I believe at least 14 years has passed.
他才登上他的宝座。
Until he actually ascended to his throne.
为什么这十四年是做什么的？
What is all these years doing?
我想就是操练大卫的。
In order to exercise.
你就看见大卫遭遇到多少的难处。
You see how many difficulties that David has encountered.
大卫从一个洞山洞里面又到了另外一个山洞。
He ran for his life from one cave of the mountain to another.
从一个旷野又漂流到另外一个旷野。
From one wilderness, he wandered to another.
哎呀，他到处在那里逃避扫罗的追杀。
He was running all over the places to stay away from the killing from Saul.
哎呀，我们看见他在那里逃避他的儿子亚撒龙的追杀。
And also he ran for his life from the killing from his own son, Absalom.
哎呀，他的一生是充满着眼泪。
So all his life is filled with tears.
14年充满着苦难危险。
All these 40 years is filled with danger, was filled with hardship.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天我们所处的那个光景。
Brother and sister, this is the exact condition that today you
are in. 为什么神多少时候把我们放在这样一个环境的里面
？Why so many times God has placed us in such a condition?
因为有一天我们与基督同掌权作王的。
Because one day we will reign together with Christ.
若是大卫没有经过这些试炼，他怎么能够遵循神的旨意来带领以色列的百姓来治理他的国，照着神的旨意来治理。
If David has never gone through this trial, how can he rule all the Jews according to God's will to reign over them?
大卫若是没有经过这段时间，可能他要登上宝座，也是像扫罗做王一样的一个王。
If he has not gone through this period of time, then even though he has ascended to throne, he probably will be just end up like Saul.
我们感谢神
But we thank our God.
这是我们极大又宝贝的一个应许
This is our exceedingly great and precious promise.
但是这个应许要等到主的再来
But this promise has to wait until the Lord's second advent.
我想这两个应许等于是一个应许宝贝的应许
I believe these two promises actually are one, the very exceedingly great and precious promise.
还有一个极大又宝贝的应许今天被很多很多神的儿女束缚掉了
And there is one more exceedingly great and precious promise which is often neglected by God's children today
那就是彼得后书所讲的
That is what said in 2 Peter
那个宝贝的应许就是叫我们能够脱离世俗情欲来的败坏能够与神的性情能够有份
That great and precious promise is able to make us escape from the corruption that is in the world through the lust.
叫我们有神的那个性情。
So that we could be partakers of His divine nature.
我们有基督的那个形象。
So that we would have Christ's image.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫荣耀？
Brothers and sisters, what is glory?
荣耀就是当神的性情、基督的形象，那个从我们的身上那个流露表现彰显出来，弟兄姊妹，这叫荣耀。
Brother and sister, glory is simply the outflowing the divine nature of God and the image of Christ from you.
就是神的那个性情、那个性质，能够从我们的身上显露出来的时候，这就叫荣耀。
Glory is called when the divine nature is being manifest in you, and this is called glory.
什么叫荣耀？
What is glory?
有一天我们与基督一同做王，这叫荣耀。
One day when we reign together with Christ, that is called glory.
所以提摩太后书第二章说：“你们若与基督一同死，就必与同基督一同复活；若是你们能够忍耐，能够与他一同的做王，这叫荣耀。”
Second Timothy says, if you die together with Christ, you will rise again with Him. If you endure together with Him, you will reign together with Him. This is called glory.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
这个应许一定要成就。
Which will be brought to pass.
神的应许无论多少，在基督里面都是是的。
No matter how many promises that God might have in Christ Jesus,
都是阿们的。
Is yes, is amen.
神绝对不会说谎。
God will never lie.
他的信是照我们是信子的，他必定要成就这事。
He who made us, He who promises is faithful. He will accomplish this all.
这是为什么他也把我们放在这样一个环境的里面。
And this is why He has placed us in such circumstance.
让我们能够成为神的那个形象。
So that we would have the divine nature.
虽然我们已经因信能够称义了。
Although we're justified by faith.
我们已经有了这个地位了。
Although we have the position.
保罗说我们神把我们神是我们在基督里面没有把过犯归在我们的身上。
But Paul says, in Christ Jesus, God has not counted all the iniquities upon us.
使我们在基督里面能够与他和好。
So that we are reconciled in Christ Jesus.
没有将过犯归在我们身上。
They not place iniquity upon us.
他是那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他的里面成为神的义。
The one who knew no sin has become sin for us, so that we could become the righteousness of God in Him.
我们已经有了这个地位。
We've already have this position.
这个地位是完全的。
And which is complete.
这个地位是不能改变的。
The status will never be changed.
这个地位是非常坚固的。
This status is always steadfast.
就是我们有了神的那个义。
That is, we have the righteousness of God.
这个神的义是一个完全的、完美的、完整的义。
This righteousness is complete, is perfect, is whole.
是没有一点点的欠缺的。
None of it is, it would come short.
什么叫神的义？
What is the righteousness of God?
神的意思是从来他也没有做错过一件事。
That is, God has never done any wrong.
神绝对不会犯一点点的罪。
God will never commit just a little bit.
神所做的都是公义的，都是公正的，不会有一点点偏差的。
Whatever He does is just and righteous. There is no aberration at all.
没有一点玷污的。
There is no blemish.
这就是神的意。
And this is God's righteousness.
感谢神已经把这个义加给我们当礼物。
Given this righteousness to us as a gift,
因着我们的相信
and because of our faith,
所以我们已经有了这个完整的地位。
Therefore, we have this perfect position already.
但是
but
我们知道这个地位是在我们灵里面的。
This position is spiritual wise.
我们的灵里面已经活过来了，已经重生了，已经得救了。
In our spirit, we are born again. We're saved. We're quickened.
我们的主借着圣灵已经住在我们的灵的里面。
And the Lord through the Holy Spirit now resides in our spirit.
我们在基督里面已经成为一个新造的人，完全新的了一个人。
In Christ, we have become a new man, new creation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们有了一个新的灵。
We have this new spirit.
但是我们的魂还是污浊的。
But our soul is still defiled.
我们的魂还有很多很多的污秽的东西。
There are so many filthy things in our
soul. 我们的魂还是一个旧的。
Our soul is still old.
我们还有很多旧的思想，我们有很多旧的习惯，我们有很多旧的性情，这些都要对付掉的。
All the old thoughts, things, habits, and thinkings have to be dealt with.
我想十字架的最中心的最重要的工作就是针对我们的魂的。
I believe the focal work of the cross is to deal with our soul.
针对着我们的心思，针对我们的意念，针对我们的情感。
Dealing with our thoughts, our minds, and our emotions.
针对着我们的意志
and dealing with our will.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们看见我们的魂像一个堡垒一样
our soul is just like a fortress.
还非常硬的
it's very firm.
这个不信的人因着他的魂的关系，他们没有办法接受主耶稣做他们的救主。
For non-believers, because of their soul, they're not able to receive Christ Jesus as their Savior.
但是我们不要忘掉，我们就是信的人，多少说我们的魂还是刚硬的。
But don't we forget that we as believers, so many times our soul is so hard.
还是旧的。
Still old.
我们不能顺服基督。
So that we cannot obey Christ.
我们不能听从基督。
So that we cannot hear His voice.
我们还是在一种不义的一种光景的里面。
We're still in this insubordinate condition.
所以所有的问题都是在我们的魂里面。
So all the problems boil down to our soul.
所以弟兄姊妹，你记得保罗在哥林多后书第十章，他曾经讲到一段话。
So brother and sister, do you recall in 2 Corinthians, Paul says this message?
保罗说，我在血气行事，不凭着血气征战。
Paul says that I fight, I make war, not by the flesh.
他要靠着神的大能
but by the power of God.
要把你们这些坚固的营垒都能够攻破
to pull down all the strongholds.
把你们那不认识神的拦住认识神的那个至高之事都能够攻破
to pull down, attack all the thoughts that exhaust itself against the
knowledge of God. 让你们的心意，心意就是你们的魂，你们的心思，你们的意念，能够转向归向基督，能够顺服基督
so that your minds, that your souls will be turned again to obey Christ.
这里我们常常用来对着那些不信的人。
We often recite this toward those, this passage to those
non-believers. 不错，不信的人就是落在这种光景的里面。
Exactly, the non-believers are in this kind of condition.
但多少时候我们信的人也是落在这种光景的里面。
But so many times we as believers also fall prey to this.
弟兄姊妹，我们虽然已经是一块石头。
Brother and sister, although we are stone.
但是这个石头为什么今天不能建造神的教会？
Why this stone cannot be used?To build up today God's church.
因为我们石头外面还有很多的污秽的东西，很多的泥巴，很多的灰尘，让我们石头和石头之间不能连接在一起，来建造神的灵宫。
Because there are so many filthy things, the mud, the all the dust outside the stone, so the stones and stone could not be connected together.
所以以赛亚第一章有一句话说。
So Isaiah chapter one.
我要反手在你的身上。
I will put my hand on you.
我要除尽炼尽你一切的尘渣，炼尽你一切的杂质。
I will purge all your dryness, all the impurity within you.
把这些都能够除干净。
To cleanse them all.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们看见，虽然神已经允许我们。让我们能够脱离世俗情欲来的败坏，与神的性情能够有分。
So, brothers and sisters, although God has promised us to be partakers of His divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world through lust.
弟兄姊妹，这是为什么彼得书里面讲到苦难，讲到试炼，伙伴的试炼。
And this is why in Peter's epistles he speaks of the fiery trial.
我们知道彼得写这封书信的时候，正是教会受到
We know when Peter wrote this epistle, the whole church was greatly persecuted.
很多神的儿女分散在四地。
So many of God's children were scattered abroad.
他们在伙伴的试炼中间、苦难中间、危险中间。
They were in the midst of fire trials, in afflictions, in trials.
所以彼得就写这封书信。来安慰他们，勉励他们，鼓励他们，提醒他们。
Therefore, Peter wrote this epistle to comfort them, to encourage them, and to establish, to strengthen them.
就是把这个极大的盼望，又大又宝贝的应许，让他们再次提醒他们。
So he reminded them again of this living hope, the great, exceedingly great and precious promise.
不错，你们是在苦难中间。
Indeed, you were in the midst of affliction.
不错，你们在试炼中间。
Yes, you were in the trials.
但是神在你们身上有一个目的的。
But God had a purpose in you.
神在你们身上有一个旨意的。
And God had a will in you.
所以刚才我们念的彼得前书第二章，这个彼得为什么这么讲
？So in 1 Peter in chapter 2, why is Peter says so?
他说你们若是因犯罪受责打而忍耐，又有什么可以夸口的呢
？What credit is it if you?Who are being beaten for fault and you take it patiently.
不是你们因为行义而受苦的那个忍耐，神是看为可喜爱的。
But it is commendable to God if you do good and suffer and you take it patiently.
因为这就是神召你们的那个旨意。
Because to this you were called.
神为什么召你们要受这些苦难呢
？Why does God call you to suffer all the afflictions?
因为要达到他已经为你们预定的那个又极大又宝贝的那个应许。
In order that you will gain that goal that God has made the promise, which is exceedingly great and precious.
所以你们要经过这些苦难。
Therefore, you have to go through all these afflictions.
但是我们看见彼得前书第五章讲得很清楚，你们忍受苦难以后，神要亲自的成全你们，坚固你们，加力量给你们，愿意全能归给他，直到永永远远。
But in First Peter chapter 5, we read it clearly that after you have suffered a while, God will perfect, strengthen, establish, and set you.And may the glory and dominion to him forever and ever.
这个苦难是暂时的。
This affliction is simply temporary.
最终要成全你们的。
In order to perfect you.
最终让神那个宝贝又大的应许那个在你们身上得到实现。
So that ultimately the exceedingly great and precious promise will be brought to pass in you.
叫你们那个达到你们信心那一个因信而达到的那个目标
so that you will reach the very goal of your faith being justified
就是让你们的魂能够得救
so that you will receive the salvation of your soul
弟兄姊妹你就看到彼得书里面都是讲到这些苦难
so brothers and sisters as you read Peter's epistle you could see all the suffering
每一章都讲到苦难
every chapter speaks of affliction
但是每一章也讲到主耶稣的再来
however every chapter also speaks of the coming of the Lord again
也是每一章讲到那将来的荣耀的那个盼望
and in every chapter he speaks of the glory that is to come.
这是荣耀的盼望，同这些苦难是不能分开的。
So this glorious hope can never be separated from all these afflictions.
我刚讲了提摩太后书第二章说，你们若与他一同受苦，你们就会与他一同的作王。
Second Timothy, we just read that if we suffer together with him, we will reign together with him.
作王就是那个荣耀。
Now to reign is the glory.
受苦是要达到这个荣耀。
You suffer simply to.
这个荣耀能够磨成神儿子的形象，这个荣耀。
Be conformed to the image of God, Christ. That's the glory.
这个荣耀就是与基督将来一同掌权作王，这是一个荣耀。
This glory is the very glory that on that day you will reign together with Christ.
十字架是。是我们将来能够得到冠冕得到奖赏的一条路
The cross is the very way for us to receive the crown to receive the award
我们刚刚念的 诗歌里面讲得很清楚
Now the hymn we just sang said so clearly
保罗也讲到这一方面
Even Paul speaks of this
你们自战自清的苦楚要为你们换极终无比的荣耀我们就不再加以了
We consider it nothing since this temporary light affliction is working for us this exceedingly great weight of glory which is beyond all comparison
保罗说你们受苦是命定的对提撒罗尼迦教会说
and Paul says this to the Thessalonian church that it is appointed to you to suffer
保罗对着腓立比教会说你们不但信奉主耶稣还要应他的名要受苦
and he says to the Philippian church right, not only do you believe in his name but also you will suffer for him
他对着提摩太怎么讲的
what does he say to Timothy
他说你已经服从了我的教训志向品行信心爱心温柔忍耐
he said this to Timothy that you have followed my doctrine my purpose my manner of life my faith, my suffering, and my perseverance.
我在伊古尼鲁斯的安提亚，我受的苦难逼迫。
All the persecutions and afflictions which I suffered, endured in Iconium, in Antioch.
我受的苦难是何等的撕裂，逼迫是何等的逼迫。
And what a persecution that I have endured.
但是神已经把我在这一些苦难中间都拯救了出来。
However, God has delivered me all from this affliction.
他接下来怎么讲
？And what is he saying?
凡是在基督里面立志敬虔度日的，都要受这样的苦难。
He says that anyone who desires to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
你看见吗？一个敬虔度日的反而要受到苦难，受到逼迫。
Do you see this? He who wants to live godlinessly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
保罗当他第一次布道回来的时候，他到了以古尼鲁斯的，对他们这么讲：你们要恒久靠主的定心志，因为你们进神的国要经过许多的艰难。你们进神的国要经过许多的艰难。
When Paul came back from his first missionary from Iconia and Derbe, he said this to them that You have to continue in the faith. To enter into the kingdom of God, you have to go through many afflictions, many afflictions.
他对帖撒罗尼教会，因为帖撒罗尼教会当时也是在受逼迫。
And also he said this to the Thessalonian church, who is also suffering.
但是保罗为他们感谢神。
Who is also being persecuted by Paul, thank God for them.
因为他们在苦难的中间，他们仍然存着信心和忍耐。
Because in the midst of their persecution and affliction,They still have this patience and faith.
保罗非常的高兴。
And Paul was greatly pleased.
他感谢神。
He thanked God for that.
他说：“这真是神公义的明证，你们是配得神的国，你们是为这个国在那里受苦的。”
He says, "This is the manifest evidence of the righteousness, the righteous judgment of God, so that you will be counted worthy of the kingdom for which you suffer."
他们是在神的国度忍耐患难中一同有份的。
And they are the fellow partakers in the persecution, in the patience, in the kingdom in Christ Jesus.
我们要进神的国，与基督作王掌权，我们必须要在患难国度忍耐里面，从国与国度有份，一定要忍耐患难。
For us to enter the kingdom of God, to reign together with Christ, then we have to be the partakers of the perseverance, the kingdom, the suffering, which are in Christ Jesus.
我想这封这封书信不单是对着当时候的圣徒讲，也是对着今天幕后一个时代的圣徒讲。
I suppose these two epistles not only are addressed to all those suffering Jews, but also to us Christians in the very end time.
今天我们去在这个末世的一个时代是何等的一个危险、可怕的一个时代。
As we live in the last days, what a dangerous, perilous, dreadful age.
保罗说，末世必有危险的时候来到。
Paul says in the very last days there will be perilous time.
不但是外面的危险，在教会中间有各种各样的危险。
Not only the dangers outside the church, but also in the midst of the church, there will be all kinds of dangers.
因为多少人他是专爱自己，爱钱财，爱宴乐，不爱神。
Because、
有金钱的外貌，没有金钱的实意。
So many people,
这是教会的光景。
So many people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasures, but not lovers of God. And this is the very condition of today's church.
你看见在我们周围到处都是陷阱，到处都是网络。
You will see all the temptations, all the snares, all the deceitful plots around us because there will be the form of godliness but no power to it.
彼得在第五章，彼得前第五章，他说：“撒旦像吼叫的狮子一样，遍地寻找可吞吃的。你们以坚固的信心抵挡他，因为你们这些众弟兄都是经历这种苦难。”
Peter in First Peter 5 says that our adversary of the enemy walks about like a roaring lion to seek those he can devour, but resist him because be established in the faith for the suffering experienced by all the brotherhood in the world.
不是光是他那么一个时代的圣徒遭遇这些难处。
It's not just those saints in that particular time experience all the suffering.
所有的众弟兄。
But all the brotherhood throughout all the ages,
都会受到这样一个试探和试炼。
They will all face this kind of trials and temptations.
弟兄姊妹，这都是神的话告诉我们的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what God's words tells us.
但是这样的话今天很少人提了。
But words like this are seldom mentioned today.
最近你们知道有一本很畅销的。在基督教中间很畅销的一本书，它的名字叫Your Best Life Now.
Your the Best Life Now is a very popular best-selling book among the Christian circle. Do you know about this book?
这本书你现在买不到，因为太畅销了。
And you cannot get a copy of it.
很多人都基督徒都要买这本书看。
All the Christians want to get a copy of it.
他告诉你说，你最好的生活就是现在。
The book tells you that your very best life is now.
你的婚姻能够完美。
For your marriage to be wonderful.
你的子女的那个关系，父母的关系能够完美。
For the marital parental relationship to be to be pleasant.
你的人际关系能够完全完美，没有什么缺陷。
Now for your interpersonal relationship to be perfect, wonderful, without any blemish.
你的学业，你的事业能够成功，能够完美。
For you to have a successful academic and career.
你的生命啊，你的生活能够富有，你的身体能够健康，完美。
And also for you to live affluently and healthy and wonderful in everything.
哎呀，什么都是好的，就是这个时代，就是现在。
It is now for you to do.
你能够过一个非常完美的生活。
Now you want to live a wonderful life.
哎呀，这些话你去看看，同我刚才提的话是完全的对立的。
Now consider this. This is a total contrast to what I just said.
不但是同使徒那些话是矛盾的，就是同主耶稣给我们讲的话也是不一样的。
Not only it contradicts with the apostles' words, but also contradicts with the Lord.
主耶稣在马太福音应该第十五章说：“世人恨你们，你们不要以为稀奇，因为恨你们以前已经恨我了。”
The Lord Jesus said in John 15 that do not think it's strange that the world hated you because before it hated you, it hated me first.
世界爱属于他们的人。
The world will love their own.
但是你们是我把你们从世界里面拣选出来的。
But I've chosen you out of the world.
所以你们不是属于世界的，所以世人恨你们。
So you do not belong to the world. That's why the man, Son of Man, hates you.
我曾经给你们讲的话，你们不要忘掉了。
Do not forget what I have said.
主人不能大于主人，学生不能大于先生。
The servant cannot be greater than the master, and the disciple cannot
be
greater
than the master. 要逼迫我，也要逼迫你们。
If they persecuted me, they will persecute you.
这是主耶稣亲口给我们讲的。
This is what the Lord Jesus said.
我说你去看马太福音第十章对着这些门徒怎么讲的话。
And also read his word in Matthew 10 to his
disciples. 你们要为着我的名要比众人恨恶。
You will be hated by all for my name's sake.
忍耐到底的必然得救。
But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
主人不能大于主人，学生不能大于先生。
A disciple cannot be above his teacher, and a servant cannot be above his master.
爱父母的过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。若不背着十字架，舍己跟随我的，不配做我的门徒。
He who loves his parents and children more than me is not worthy of me. He who does not want to take up his cross to follow me is not worthy of me.
我想主耶稣的话是没有时代性的，没有时间性的。
I believe the Lord's word is transpasses all the generations and ages.
他的话是安定在天，不会改变的。
His word is enthroned on heaven, never changes.
在彼得的时代是如此。今天的时代也是如此。
As his word is so in Peter's day, so it is in today.
从主耶稣第一次来就是末世的开始，一直到主耶稣第二次来末世的结束，我想都是这个光景。
From the first time when Jesus came to the world, that's the beginning of the end time, until he comes again the second time, that's the end of the whole world.
凡是立志在基督里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
So he who desires to live godly will be persecuted.
除非你今天过的不是一个敬虔的生活。
Unless you are not living a godly life.
除非今天你过的生活不像神。
Unless the life you live now is not like God.
你今天过的生活不像基督。
Unless your life is not like Christ.
今天的生活不像属天的子民。
And your life is not like the one of heavenly citizens.
那这句话对你可能没什么关系。
Then this verse has nothing to do with you.
世界一样欢迎你。
The world simply welcomes you.
但是主不是这样讲。
But the Lord says not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹 the best life is now.
Dear brothers and sisters, 最好的日子就是现在吗？
我们最好的生活就是现在吗？
Is the best of our life is now?
就在这里吗？
Is it here?
我想这个话不是对我们讲的。
I don't think this was speaking to us.
为什么今天基督徒竟然这样去抢购这样一本书呢？
Why is it today's Christians are so crazy about buying this book?
我想这本书应该给不信的人看。
This book should belong to the non-believers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们若是指望基督在今生有指望，我们靠着基督今生有指望，就比世人还要可怜，你知道吗？
Do you know this? If in Christ we have hope only in this life, we are among all men the most to be pitied.
我们的那个 best life 不是现在，是将来，是 later， 不是这里，是那里。
Our best life is not now, it's later, it's not here, it's the age to come.
神已经把那极大又宝贝的应许给了我们。
God has given us this exceedingly great and precious promise.
对的，这本书应该给不信的人看。
Indeed, this book should belong to those non-believers.
因为不信的人他只有现在。
Because for non-believers, they only have this present time.
对不对？他们没有将来。
They do not have any future.
他们所有的盼望就是现在。
Whatever hope they have is for the present age.
所以他们盼望他们的婚姻完美，盼望家庭完美，盼望他们的事业完美，盼望的身体完美，万事都是那样的顺利、美好、富有、享受、安逸。
Therefore, they hope that they would have a life wonderful, at ease, satisfactory, whether it is their families, their health, their riches, everything. All their hope is focused on here, today. Because they simply have no future. This present life is their best time. Yes.
的确是我们看到他们若是不信主，他们将来。 那一个可怜，那个可怕的那个光景，的确相比起来，他们这个生活，今世的生活，还可以算是最好的。Yes,
indeed, if they do not believe in the Lord, comparing to the age to come, that well, their present life is better than the age to come, which will be miserable, wretched for them.
但是，
but
这样一本书，我想也都是说谎的，谎言。
A book of this is simply lies.
对着基督徒是一个极大的谎言。This
is a great lie to all the Christians.
对着信的人也是个谎言，而不信的人也是个谎言。Even
also to those who do not believe in Christ.
因为神的话讲，我们一生的年日是70强壮的活到80，其中所劳苦愁烦，我们就如飞而去。God
word says that a man's life is about 70 years, is by strength that we could live up to 80s, but it's filled with groaning and strife, and very soon we fly away.
以赛亚三次提到恶人并没有平安，他们要像海里的水在那里翻顿呢。这是恶人，什么是恶人？就不纪念耶和华的，不依靠耶和华的，忘掉耶和华的，这就是恶人。
Now Isaiah 3 times mentioned these evil people. Who are they? They are like the roving waves in the sea. They do not believe in Christ. They forget God and they do not follow Him. This is the wicked one.
他们哪里有平安?
Where do they get this
peace? 他们哪里有真正的喜乐?
Where do they have this real joy?
为什么他们要清欢作乐?
Why do they always indulge themselves in revelry?
为什么他们喜爱那是最终的展示的快乐?
Why do they love those passing sinful pleasures?
正是说明他们里面空虚，里面叹息，里面有重担，里面不得安宁。
It's because they have this groaning, they have no rest, they are sighing, they have no peace.
他们所有的盼望都是死的那个盼望。
All their hope is a dying hope, the dead one.
每一个他们所盼望的家庭，盼望的婚姻，盼望的事业，盼望身体的健康，盼望万事的顺利，富有，享受，弟兄姊妹，这些都是dying hope。
Brothers and sisters, all their hope in the wonderful life, wonderful family, wonderful career, wonderful riches, every single of them, one of them is dying.
就是他们得到了这个梦想。
Even though they have gained their dream,
他们也要die,
they will die.
他们要像花一样的，像草一样的枯干过去。
They will just be like the grass drying up and also like the flower fading away.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
我们今天的生活,
today our life,
从比较将来的生活,
now comparing to the life to come,
比较那永世的生活,
comparing to the life in eternity,
今生的生活是个 worse.
Yes, our life for the present days is the worst one.
你承认不承认?
Would you admit this?
我们今世的生活不是 best, 是 worst.
Our present life is not the best, it is the worst.
我们有叹息，有劳苦。
We labor, we groan.
就是圣灵初结果子的，我们也心里在那里叹息。
Even we who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, we groan within ourselves.
我们要得着，等候得着儿子的名分，就是身体的得赎。
We eagerly wait for the adoption as sons, that is redemption of our body.
我们在这个肉体的里面，那个被朽坏的身体里面，在我们这个旧造的里面，我们总是会有叹息，我们有劳苦。
In this flesh, in this old creation, in this corruptible flesh, that we will always have this groaning.
我们会有叹息, 我们也一定会劳苦在这个撒旦掌管的那个世界那个大地。
We will labor in this whole world which is cursed by God under the sway of Satan. How could it be possible that every aspect of your life would be wonderful?
世人在那里追求,
If the son, the men of the world are seeking all this, are we doing the same thing?
我们也盼望我们的子女将来都能够成龙成凤嘛。
Are we also hoping all of the children will be the very best of every part, every aspect?
我们也是盼望我们的子女将来都能够像哈佛，都能进 Princeton 嘛。
Do we all hope that all our children will go to Harvard or Princeton?
这就是我们基督徒的盼望吗？
Is this the hope of us as Christians?
弟兄姊妹，若是你这样盼望，你要比世人更可怜。
Brothers and sisters, if you hope in such a way, you're the most pitiable one among all men.
我不是说我们不要进哈佛，不要进 Princeton， 不是这个意思。
I do not mean that we don't want to go to
Harvard or Princeton. 这不是我们盼望的那个 goal。
However, this is not a goal of our hope.
他能够进哈佛，我们感谢神。
If the child can go to Harvard, we give thanks to God.
假如他能够进 Rutgers， 我也感谢神。
If he's able to go to Rutgers, I also thank God.
就像保罗所讲的，我无论在什么光景的里面，我都是知足的，都是满足的。
Just as Paul says, in whatever state I am, I have learned to be content.
我已经得到了这个秘诀。
I have got the secret.
无论是富足也好，无论是卑贱也好。
Whether I am abased or I abound.
无论是我们有余也好，我们是贫穷也好。
Whether I'm full or hungry or suffering need.
无论在什么光景的里面情况底下，我都是知足的。
Whatever condition I might be in, that I am content.
我有衣有食就当知足。
I should feel fine with the food.
因为我知道我们不能带什么来，我也不能带什么去。地上所有的 hope 都是 dying.
Because nothing I brought to the world, nothing, certainly nothing I will carry away.In the age to come, every hope is dying.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们的指望。
Brothers and sisters, this is not our hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让这些话再次的提醒我们。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, allow this word once again remind you.
我们看见主耶稣再来的，我们要进入那一个这个 best life.
We know that the Lord Jesus is coming again, and we shall enter into that very best life.
哎呀，我们看见这个以赛亚书第三十五章说，我们歌唱来到西安，荣禄归在我的头上，我们必得欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息，请多逃避。
Isaiah 35, as we read, says that we come to Zion with singing, the everlasting happiness will be upon our heads. All the sighing, all the sorrows will flee away.
感谢主，我们也来到西安。
We thank the Lord that we come to Zion.
那新耶路撒冷。
The new Jerusalem.
西安就是永生神的城邑。
Zion is the city of the living God.
就是天上的耶路撒冷。
And that's the heavenly Jerusalem.
这时候我们忧愁叹息全都逃避了。
At this time, all our sorrows and all our sighing.
今天我们有苦难，今天我们有失恋，今天我们有损失，今天我们有打击，今天我们有病痛，今天甚至我们有死亡。
Today, yes, we might have setbacks, we might have death, we might have sufferings, we might have afflictions and sickness.
哎呀，我们教会上个月还有一位姊妹，才四十几岁，她死了，她到主哪里去了？
Well, it's just last month when a sister from our congregation passed away. Now she has gone to be with the Lord.
很好的姊妹，很有见证的姊妹。
A wonderful sister.Who has such a wonderful testimony.
她得到了癌症。
She had a cancer.
这乳房癌。
It's a breast cancer.
不过不是晚期的，是早期的。
But it was not in the last stage.
应该来说是可以医治的。
She was in the early age. She should be healed.
但是她在化疗的过程中间。
But during the chemo process.
这个医生没有注意她肝脏有问题。
The physician did not notice that there was something wrong with her liver.
她是台湾来的，肝炎在台湾是很普遍的。
She came from Taiwan, and we all know that hepatitis is.
但是这个医生他说这个肝炎是很普遍的，他知道中国人这肝炎很普遍。他说做化疗不会有什么影响。
So the physician said, "Oh, I know all the Chinese. Most of the Chinese have this hepatitis. There should be no impact on her chemo."
当然他经过。肝功能的试验好像没什么大的问题了。
And she passed the test on the function of her liver.
结果按照医生的那个经验，照着常规给她做化疗，做了几个月，两三个月。
The physician, according to his experience, according to the normal procedure, she went through several months of chemo.
结果她肝脏功能全部没有。
And the function of all her liver simply collapsed.
结果她昏迷，肝脏昏迷了。
and she went into coma.
并且整个各个器官都出血，全身都出血。
And all the organs, all her body.
哎呀，我们就看她整个都浮肿。
And she was so swollen up, all her.
到最后，我知道这个，因为她在最死的这个聚会中间，没有给人家这个瞻仰遗勇。一般我们都知道都会瞻仰勇，她都不能给人瞻仰遗勇。
Therefore, at the memorial service, you usually have the viewing, but because of her body's condition, that there was no viewing.
她整个身体本来就九十几磅，本来很瘦的一个姊妹，变成280磅。
She was very skinny. She was in her, she weighed about 90 pounds, but in the end, she weighed 280 pounds.
全部水肿。
She was so swollen up.
所以没办法给她化妆，给她，所以只能够。没有赞扬他的意用。
Therefore, there is no way to spruce her up, so there was no.
我在说这个姊妹是很有见证的姊妹。
Let me say it again.
就在这个几个月化疗的中间，她非常信心坚固、刚强。
The sister has such a wonderful testimony. Even during the chemo period, that she had strong faith.
她有时候还来聚会，还来听神的道。
She sometimes even came to the meetings to listen to God.
虽然她的头发都已经没有，她把个布把头上包了，来聚会。
Even though she lost all her hairs and she wrapped it.
就是因为她这个见证。
And because of her testimony.
她的丈夫十几年慕道没有相信主。
Her husband, who has been a truth seeker for more than 10 years, now believing the Lord.
就在这一段时间，她的先生信得主。
It's during this period of time that her husband believed in the Lord.
这是个极大的神迹。
Now this is a tremendous miracle.
后来我们同她的先生刚刚信主，我们同他一起祷告。
Now then we prayed with this husband who just believed in the Lord.
哎呀，你听他的祷告，你里面就满了感谢，知道他已经得救了。你听他的祷告，知道他与基督已经有了关系了。
Now as you heard him pray, we're filled with joy that we know that he's saved. He's now been connected with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，为什么要讲这些？
Brother and sister, why did I share all this with you?
看看基督徒在这个世界上。
Consider today's Christian in the world.
我们一样有疾病。
We're all diseased.
我们一样生，我们一样有。一样生病，一样生癌。
We all have sickness. We all might have cancer.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们的 best life now.
Brother and sister, this is surely not our best life.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们有个荣耀的盼望。
We have this glorious hope.
到了新天新地，你去看一看。
Now, take a look at this new heaven, new earth.
以前的事都过去了。
All things have passed away.
都忘掉了
All forgotten. You cannot even remember that.
我们要永永远远欢喜快乐
Forever we will be glad and rejoice.
启示录说神要擦干我们的眼泪
The revelation says that God will wipe away every tear from us.
不再有痛苦不再有悲哀不再有死不再有死亡
There will be no longer any death, sorrow and pain.
都过去了
Everything is past.
我把一切都更新了
I've made all things new.
感谢神给我们那极大又宝贝的应许。
We thank God for He has given us this exceedingly great and precious promise.
死亡在这个今生。
Our hope is not in this present life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，求神开我们里面的眼睛。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord enlighten our hearts.
智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
So give us this spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们这个时代的信徒实在是需要智慧启示的灵来开我们里面的眼睛。
The saints in this present world really needs the spirit of wisdom and revelation to enlighten our inner eye.
让我们看见我们的恩召有何等大。
So that we would know what is the great calling that we have, what is the great hope that we have.
让我们放下各样的重担，他岂容易偿你的罪？诚心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的道路。
Let us put away every encumbrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us.
仰望为我们信心常思沉重的主。
Let us run with endurance the race set before us.
他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，现今已经坐在神宝座的右边。
Looking upon Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him has endured cross, now has sat
感谢主
at the right hand of
the throne. 我们所有的苦难试炼都不会白白的受的。
We thank God that all our afflictions, all trials will not suffer in vain.
凡事互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处。
Because all things work up together for those who love the Lord.
并且我们都知道，我们出结圣灵、出结果子的。为什么这里讲到圣灵出结果子的，我们心里也叹息呢？
And also, why the Bible says that we who have the first fruits of the Spirit also groan within ourselves?
圣灵就像初熟的果子一样，在我们的里面，让我们现在在苦难中，在试炼中，在难处中，在危险中，我们可以尝到基督的那个美好。今天我们就能够预尝的，这叫圣灵的果子。初熟的果子就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the first fruit who is enabling us to enjoy the sweetness of the Lord Jesus even in our afflictions, in our trials, in our hardships. And this is called
这是初初尝到的这些味道，将来还要尝到那个完全的味道。
This is called the first fruit, which is being tasted right now, but in the age to come, we will enjoy it completely.
感谢主，我们在受苦的时候，主与我们同在。
We thank the Lord that in the midst of our hardship,
我们在苦难中，圣灵会安慰我们。
In our afflictions,
在苦难中，圣灵会给我们能力来胜过。
And He will give us the strength to overcome it.
在苦难中，神会拯救我们。
And in our affliction, God will save us.
这个同不信的人完全不一样。
And this is totally foreign to those who do not believe in God.
感谢主，圣灵不但重生我们，圣灵住在我们里面，成为我们初熟的果子。
We thank God that not only does the Holy Spirit have begotten us, and also we have been born again, but now He's become the first fruit residing in us.
圣灵住在我们里面，成为 deposit， 成为 guarantee。我们知道有一天我们一定能够得着，因信蒙圣灵的保守的人，必能得着所预备的。
Now He has become our guarantee, our deposit. All those who have believed in the Lord by faith will receive what God has promised.
神的应许一定要成就。
Because God's promise will be brought to accomplishment.
纵然我们失信，神是可信。
Even though we are faithless, the Lord is faithful.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's pray.
父啊，我们敬拜你，我们赞美你。
Father, we thank you and we worship you.
我们因着你救恩给我们的荣耀珍贵，我们敬拜你。
We worship you for the honor and glory of your salvation.
因着你给我们的救恩，叫我们能够成为何等的人，我们要欢喜，我们要快乐。
We will be glad, we will rejoice. What a person we have become because of your salvation.
基督在我们心中成了荣耀的盼望。
That Christ in us the hope of glory.
主啊，我们知道你从前隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是叫我们知道在万古之先，你已经预定我们得到这个荣耀。
Oh Lord, the mystery of the wisdom which is hidden in all ages is that you want us to receive this glory throughout all ages.
主啊，你已经是预定我们得到荣耀的。
You have appointed us to receive this glory.
主啊，纵然我们失信，你永远是可信的。
Oh Lord, even though we are faithless, you are faithful.
但愿是平安的主使我们全然成圣。
May the God of peace himself will sanctify us wholly.
使我们灵魂身体都得蒙保守。
So that all preserve our body, spirit, and soul.
在主耶稣来的时候，我们可以无可指责。
Blameless in the time when the Lord appears again.
主，你是信实的。
Oh Lord, you are faithful.
你必定成就这事。
You will bring it to pass.
主啊，你已经把生命和金钱的事都已经给了我们。
Oh Lord, you have given us all things pertaining to life and godliness.
圣灵的大能大力必能叫我们成就这些事。
The mighty power and strength of the Holy Spirit will enable us to accomplish all this.
主啊，求你继续率领你的百姓，率领你的教会，我们看见这个荣耀，我们能够努力的向着这标杆直跑。
Oh Lord, continue to lead your church, your people. As we see this glory, we will press on to the goal.
荣耀都归给你。
So that all the glory will be given to you.
愿这些话给我们有回头的亮光。
Oh, may all these words give us this hind light.
更需要你的智慧及时灵常常光照我们，使我们里面的眼睛，属灵的眼睛能够打开，能够看见。
How much we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that the spiritual eyes within us can be opened that we could see it.
愿你的救赎的计划在我们身上能够得以完全。
Oh, may your redemptive plan be accomplishing us.
荣耀归给你。
So all the glory will be to you.
我们这样祷告祈求，是因主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray and ask in the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for message spoken through our brother.
我们感谢主，借着我们的弟兄给我们这样的信节。
May we all press on toward the upward calling of the prize in Christ Jesus.
愿我们都竭力追求，要得着神在基督里从上面召我们来得的奖赏。
Now, if you open up the bulletin with me,
请您打开手中的周报。
On the left-hand side, you'll see a listing of